this is the result of many years of pent-up anger and frustration. There have been demonstrations going on in Egypt regularly throughout the last 5 or 6 years. It happened to be sparked by planned demonstrations on January 25th for Police Day, and the Tunisian situation only gave those protests momentum and a sense among the protesters that there was a real possibility that an Arab leader can be dislodged from office by people power.
Now, this seems to be taking a lot more traction than we've seen in the past. Demonstrations in the Middle East are routine. Putting down demonstrations are routine. But yet, these continue.
And that's absolutely right. I think that the regime in Egypt was expecting that they would have one day of protests and everything would go back to the way it had been. Obviously, the Tunisian situation, which occurred over an entire month, has taking hold of Egyptians who are seeking the same thing.
Now, we're seeing demonstrations, anti-government demonstrations, high-price demonstrations, unemployment demonstrations in Jordan. Now they're breaking out in Yemen. We're seeing demonstrations in Lebanon. What in the world's going on in the Middle East?
Well, let's just take Lebanon aside, because I think the situation in Lebanon is very Lebanon-specific.
Okay.
I think, though, across the region, like Egypt, in Yemen, people are tired of authoritarian regimes who have only disdain for their leaders. In Egypt, it is less about the economy, although there are, of course, economic grievances, but it is more a function of the fact that people want to live in free societies.
Now, the return of Mohammed al-Baradei to Egypt, that is something that is an extra added impetus to these demonstrations, I would gather. Or is he coming back to really try to stir up the pot or just to be there?
No, I think that al-Baradei's return is absolutely critical. If he can lead this very disparate group of activists in opposition who have called the Egyptian people out into the streets, he can give this movement some political coherence and be a focal point for opposition to the regime and a focal point for reform and change, which presents a very significant challenge to the regime, which has, one, suggested that this was inspired by the Muslim Brotherhood, and two, it is going to be harder for them to garner the support of the United States when they are cracking down on a movement led by a secular lawyer who's calling for liberal reforms. So I think it is a very significant development that he returned to Egypt.
Last question. Now, the United States finds itself between a rock and a hard place, supporter of Egyptian President Mubarak, but you can't ignore the protesters.
No, I think that the administration, this is much more difficult for them than it is for Tunisia, but at some point, principle has to come into play here, and I think that the way in which the State Department in particular has handled this situation has been underwhelming, urging restraint by all parties when clearly only one party is not using restraint, and calling for reform in particular seems irrelevant at this point.